Let's get some more details now about the jobs report from the Labor Department, which said today that U.S. employers added 321,000 jobs in the month of November, the most in almost 3 years, and many more than analysts expected. Here's President Obama speaking this morning.
So far this year, over the first 11 months of 2014, our economy has created 2.65 million jobs. That's more than in any entire year since the 1990s. Our businesses have now created 10.9 million jobs over the past 57 months in a row, and that's the longest streak of private sector job growth on record.
Here to discuss is Michael Regan of Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And let's just start with the numbers there. 321,000 more than expected. Were you as surprised as everyone else?
I was, actually, yeah. And the market took it as a nice surprise, too. You know, as you said, 321,000 jobs added in the month. Analysts that we surveyed had estimated about 230,000. So that's a very big surprise on the upside. And the previous month, October, was revised up. So 243,000 jobs were added that month versus the previous figure was 214. So all in all, very, very positive report.
And Mike, can you talk about wages here? Because that's another headline. You know, over the last couple of months, lots of talk about wages and how they've been stagnating, but had some improvement this time around. What's the thought on if we can keep that momentum going?
Right. So the average hourly earnings rose 0.4% month over month. So that's just from October to November. And that's a pretty strong number. It's the biggest number of the year. There were several months this year where wage growth was basically flat or up 0.1%. Year over year, wages are up 2.1%. And like you said, that is the big question. Can that be sustained at that level? And looking at the, you know, components of the job report this month, the type of jobs that were added, it is sort of those better, higher paying jobs. So with any luck, that trend will continue and that those wage growth trends will continue as well.
How much of this has to do with gas prices dropping?
Well, certainly a lot of it, but it's much more than that. And I think the gas price drop will play into future months going forward. But for one thing, obviously, at this time of year, there's a lot of retail and temporary help added. But this report points to a lot of other parts of the economy that really did well. The professional business services category. It's a category that includes jobs like accounting and bookkeeping and technical computer jobs, architects, engineering. That group added 86,000 jobs in a month, which is very strong. And that, you know, those are jobs, obviously, that you don't just hire on a whim because gas prices are down. That's really reflective of more confidence among businesses to really pick up hiring on these better jobs.
Now, Mike, let's talk about Europe, because it's so interesting. We talk about the United States really ramping up and doing well, and at the same time, Europe is going the other direction. This week, the president of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, says they're considering more aggressive stimulus measures. So just talk about Europe and how these how that went over.
Well, initially, Draghi's press conference did not go over well with the markets because he didn't really aggressively say with any sort of certainty that they were going to increase the stimulus. So the markets took it pretty harshly at the time, stocks dropping, the euro actually strengthening, which is not necessarily what they want over there. Later in the day, more news came out through side channels that yes, they are considering and putting together a big plan for quantitative easing, which generally means buying national bonds, sovereign debt in Europe, which they haven't done. That obviously was the crux of the Federal Reserve's stimulus to help the U.S. economy. And a lot of people have sort of been calling for Europe to do it. But the politics in Europe for doing that are so much more difficult because you have all the countries in the European Union and all the countries in the monetary union. They all have to sort of come to some type of agreement on how to do that, whereas the Fed just gets together and decides amongst themselves how to do it. So, the plan is for the ECB to discuss they will have a plan on the table in the January meeting to discuss quantitative easing. That said, it's a very high political hurdle to cross over there.
But how do we have these two totally different economic pictures? How is it that the U.S. has been growing jobs for so many months and months and months, and Europe is just in a totally different economy?
A lot of people believe the European Central Bank was late to the game in stimulus. Now, a lot, much like, you know, a lot of people in the U.S., they were worried about inflation, perhaps more than the actual economy and the labor market. So the stimulus measures they took were considered to be a little late in the game.
But that was years ago. You're saying they're still suffering from what they did just in the immediate aftermath of the crisis.
Right. You know, I mean, they did plenty. You know, they're buying asset-backed securities and covered bonds. And, you know, the real issue in Europe is there's so many governments with stretched finances. And the European Commission that governs all of them has set rules of how big their debt can be in relation to their gross domestic product. And it really has confined the government to these austerity measures that the U.S., U.S. at the same time has undertaken some austerity, but not at
not
the levels.
Not as much as the Europeans.
Not as much as Europe. And, yeah. You know.
And Mike, sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. You know, let's go back to this country for just a minute here. We're hearing that the House lawmakers next week are going to hold a hearing on whether to drop the ban on exporting crude oil from the United States. A big deal. It's been in place for a long time. Can you talk about whether that's likely to happen?
I think it's much more likely to happen now than it was, say, a year ago.
Because of the oil prices?
Oil prices are a big part of it. Obviously, the concern about exporting oil would be that, you know, there'd obviously be more demand, more buyers for American oil, which would theoretically raise the price. Now we're looking at oil that's down 40% almost from its peak this year. And, you know, it's obvious that there's room to send some of our crude overseas. And you also have to look at the makeup of the Congress. You know, the Republicans will come in the new year controlling both houses of Congress. And, you know, it's more likely they'll be friendly to this idea than a Democratic controlled Congress. And, you know, whether or not President Obama would veto something like that is a big question mark. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. So it'll be definitely be an interesting topic to follow.
All right. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News with the latest on oil and Europe and the jobs. Big day economically. Mike, thanks so much as always.
Oh, thank you.